Welcome to the Affiliate Marketing Workshop featuring Roslyn Gardner. My name is Terry Telford and I'll be your host for today's session as we talk to Roslyn about the business of affiliate marketing. Now, Roslyn Gardner is one of the world's premier super affiliates, and her story is very, very inspirational because Roslyn originally had no business background, but in spite of that, she developed an affiliate business system that earns her in excess of $500,000 US. Now, being a Canadian, she's able to leverage that income even further because of the fluctuations in the exchange rates. Now, Roslyn's agreed to share her wealth of knowledge with us today and show us exactly how we can follow in her footsteps and really start earning a very respectable affiliate paycheck. So I'd like to start off by saying thanks very much for taking the time to be with us today, Roslyn.
Well, and thank you for asking me, Terry.
Thank you much. Maybe we can start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up getting into affiliate marketing in the beginning.
I had no previous business experience, so it's kind of interesting to find myself where I am today. I was an air traffic controller, and I did that for about 20 years. Towards the end of my career, they made some significant changes to the way they scheduled air traffic controllers, and I found that it was impacting my health pretty seriously. So I needed a way out, and that was right around the time the internet was starting to get, you know, was starting to bloom, if you will.
Yeah.
And I basically learned how to design a really crappy web page and clicked on a banner ad that said webmasters make money. What I landed on was a program called the One and Only Dating Network, if you will. And what they did was they sold dating service memberships. And at around the same time, I was spending a lot of time in chat rooms.
Right.
Because you can figure out why I was spending a lot of time in chat rooms. And the service that they were providing just really made sense to me if you wanted to meet somebody online. As opposed to being in a chat room where you had no idea, you know, who you were talking to. So at least with, you know, one and only dating service network, you could, select who you were going to speak with or contact based on geography and education and, you know, values and whatever else have you. So it was something that I could really, you know, really get into. And the page that I landed on was for their affiliate program. And so you could sell their dating service memberships and earn 50% of what people were paying for the memberships on a monthly basis. So if they, you know, bought a membership worth $24.95 a month, then you would earn something like $12.50 a month from this. And so I thought, cool, you know, I can design a really crappy web page. Maybe I'll, you know, put together a little website that promotes this service. And sure enough, I registered a domain and I got my site listed with Yahoo in just a couple of days. Now, granted, that doesn't happen any longer, but there's still great ways to market your site. And basically, the very first day that it was listed with Yahoo, I made a sale. And then about a month later, I got a check for $10.99.
Right.
And basically, you know, as I say, the rest is history, because I took that, you know, that was proof positive to me that you could really make money with this.
Uh-huh.
And by the end of the very first year, I was clearing about $5,000 a month. And by the end of the second year, I quit my job as an air traffic controller.
Fantastic. Now, you just mentioned something, you kind of hit on something there. How important is it as an affiliate to have your own website?
Extremely important. There's different ways to, you know, to market products. Like, first of all, we should probably explain what affiliate marketing is.
Sure.
It's a fancy way of saying commission sales, and don't let that deter anybody from doing that. You know, like I said, I had no sales experience, I had no business experience. You know, I learned as I went. So basically, you can sell a product, a merchant's product online, and either earn a percentage of the sale. You can earn if you send a lead to the merchant and all of that. And now I've forgotten your question.
Just looking for to see if how important it is, to have a website as an affiliate, as opposed
right.
to just using the affiliate link.
Right. Well, there's different ways. You can send traffic directly to a merchant site. In some cases, and not all cases, because lots of merchants don't want you to do that. But I think it's absolutely essential that you send traffic to your site first, and that way if the person doesn't buy, at least they still have the opportunity to sign up for your newsletter, which would be connected to an autoresponder, you know, series where you're building a list of leads, of your own leads, and that way you're able to stay in touch with those people and send them other offers, other related offers to things that they've already indicated an interest in. I always recommend that sites be related to a single theme, such as, you know, like dating services, like I did. You can niche that even further, and if you just wanted to sell dating services for black singles or Middle Eastern singles or, you know, gay and lesbian personals or whatever you wanted, you can niche it right down and then broaden out that portal by selling other related products to those people that they would be interested in. So, yes, absolutely, you want people going to your site as opposed to sending them directly to the merchant.
Okay. We'll cover that in just a little while when we get into actually the website part of it as well. I just thought it kind of fit in perfectly with what we were talking about. If we just take a step back a little bit, why affiliate marketing as opposed to designing your own product?
Well, for me, that was because that's the first thing I ran across. But in all honesty, it's really the easiest way and kind of the fastest way to get involved or to start your own online business. You know, contrary to becoming a merchant or writing your own ebook and selling that online, you know, there's no production cost. It doesn't take, you don't have the time to write a book. It doesn't cost an awful lot. I mean, basically, as an affiliate marketer, you know, registering a domain is what, $6.95 or $7.95 for the one, you know, for a one-year registration, even cheaper if you buy it for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years or whatever through GoDaddy. Almost the biggest, well, not the biggest cost. The other cost would be $17.95 to purchase an AWeber autoresponder account, and that's $17.95 for the first 10,000 leads on your list, and then you pay $9.95, I think, a month after for every additional 10,000, which is so worthwhile because if you can't make $10 a month promoting products to 10,000 subscribers, then the fact is you will. So yeah, your costs are always covered that way. And then, of course, there's in advertising, and you can do as much as or as little as you want through pay-per-click advertising, which would be Yahoo search marketing, Google AdWords. Those are the things that you see on the right-hand side of the page under, I think it says sponsored listings. Mm-hmm. Whenever you do a search through Google, those are advertisers. It doesn't cost you a fee to sign up for an affiliate program. Like normally, you can sign up for free. If it costs a fee, it's probably an MLM program. And this is affiliate marketing is not MLM.
Okay.
You can sell almost anything. Any product that is sold offline is sold online, and then there's more. There's tens of thousands of merchants who are selling their products online who are looking for affiliate marketers. You don't have employees. You don't have merchant accounts. There's no inventory to carry. There's no order processing. You don't have to ship products. You can work. The part that I really like is that you can work anywhere in the world. Like once I quit my job, I basically thought, okay, fine, where do I want to live? And I moved to, you know, what many people consider is the very nicest part of Canada. And, you know, I absolutely love it here. It's a great opportunity. And when I say the easiest, it's not to say that there's no work, but relatively speaking, it really is easier to start than basically any other online business or offline business for that matter.
So how do you actually go about getting started then? How do you figure out where to begin? If you're starting right at the beginning, you sit down at your computer, you think, okay, I want to become an affiliate, now what?
Well, the first thing that I suggest to people is pick a topic that you really are interested in. Many affiliate marketers make the mistake of, you know, saying that, oh, geez, there's a lot of money to be made in selling internet marketing products to other people who want to learn how to become affiliate marketers or internet marketers. And yet, they don't know the first thing about making money online. So, of course, that comes through in all of their articles and their sales copy and whatever else. You can tell that they don't know what they're talking about, and so therefore they don't make any money because there's no credibility here. And so when you know about a topic and when you're really passionate about a topic, you exude credibility, and you need that to build trust with people who visit your website. So that is always a passion and an interest for the topic that you're dealing with is the very first place to start.
Now, what if what you really are passionate about, there really is not a market that really spends money?
Well, there's always ways to branch out from things. Like, I don't know, give me an example of something you think wouldn't make money, and I'll tell you how it can.
Palmistry.
Pardon me?
Palm reading.
Well, people who are interested in palm reading probably have other interests in, I'm going to say, maybe astrology and, take that just a little bit further. And maybe what you want to do is you talk a lot about palm reading and then direct your visitors in other directions, things that they're, related interests, and then spend a little bit of time learning about those other topics so that you can branch out your site. And there's plenty of money to be made in selling astrological readings and stuff like that on online. Tons. Excuse me.
Sure. So then the whole thing is to bring them in under the palm reading website, for example.
Right.
Get them to sign up for the palm reading newsletter.
Right.
And then in the beginning of the newsletter, as you said, it was an autoresponder series. We can talk a little bit about palmistry and the benefits and what you can do with it and that type of thing, but then also start introducing horoscopes, because horoscopes sell, for example.
Exactly. And not only that, but there are probably books that you can sell that are related to palmistry. I'm almost certain that I've seen something in ClickBank, and ClickBank is a... they are probably the world's largest repository of digital information products, and they also have an affiliate program associated with that. And most of the merchants who sell their e-books through ClickBank pay fairly good commission rates. Most of them are like 50% and higher. And so if someone is selling their book on palmistry for $24.95 or $29.95 at 50%, you can make $12.50 to $15 every time you sell one of those books. Perhaps there's somebody online who is selling readings. You have to start doing the research. I mean, I could probably. I'm online at the moment. Let me just type in palmistry.
Well, let's if we can go through just an example. If we continue on the palm reading example, when we're in the research phase, before we even get to the point where we're setting up a website or looking at marketing or anything like that, when we're in the research phase, it sounds to me like a little brainstorming might be a good idea.
Oh, brainstorming is absolutely essential, and you want to work it out on paper first. Don't spend a whole lot of time trying to build a website out one minute at a time type of thing. Oh yeah, I want to do this and I want to do that. Like, get it all out on paper first. And actually, when I type in palmistry, what's really interesting is that under the sponsored links in Google, and I usually use that as my gauge for what works.
Okay.
Taking a look at the sponsored listings as opposed to the search listings, ones that come up under natural search.
Just to back up, you've gone into Google and you just put in palm reading.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I put in palmistry, and palm reading would be the next one.
Okay.
And that's another clue there, is that you want to get as many keywords related to your subject matter as possible and research all of those things. And then research, like the first one, two, or three pages that come up on Google, both the natural listings and the sponsored search listings, to see what people are doing in that area and see what their sites look like and see what you like. The very best site that you find, take the best ideas and then make them better. And what's interesting is then under palmistry, what comes up is a numerologist, and here's one offering a free palmistry reading. And then there's knowing your, right at the bottom of the sponsored listings, I see somebody here that says it's called knowing your personality, and then there's the most detailed personality assessment on the internet. So, you know, obviously they have figured out that that, you know, that people who are interested in palm readings are probably also interested in a personality assessment.
Okay.
So perhaps they have an affiliate program. You would have to drill down and find out whether or not that's the case.
So that's the very first place to go, is to just jump onto Google, put in your keyword, and then start to expand your horizons and your list of keywords just from what you see right on Google.
Exactly.
Okay. What's the next step? Now, actually, you mentioned the next step is to start going and visiting the sites and picking out the best pieces of each site that you like.
Right. Well, once, you know, if you can decide fairly rapidly what, you know, what it is that you want to do, and you see that there are a lot of sponsored, you know, like advertisers in a particular market, a lot meaning, you know, not hundreds. You know, if there's hundreds of people advertising on Google AdWords, and you, to find that out, you just go, you know, next, and see how many advertisers are coming up. The market might be a little bit too full. Now, for somebody who is new, like I don't worry too much about competition because I know how to advertise online and I know how to get, you know, I've studied for quite a while, so I know how to write an ad that actually gets clicks and conversions. But if you can find somebody with, you know, like 8, 16, even 20 advertisers, I wouldn't consider that too much competition by any stretch of the imagination. Once you've decided that that's what you want to do, register a domain, like right now. Spend, you know, however long it takes to get to find a name that is really compelling, that people are going to remember. That's, you know, not something like palm-reading-for-you.com, right?
Okay.
Like, that is just
yeah.
so boring.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the hyphens are, you know, we don't recommend those so much anymore,
okay.
recommend using those so much anymore. What happens is the search engines see that as just some way to inject, you know, keywords, and it's used more as a search engine optimization tool, which is all fine and good, but I think it's more important that your visitors remember what your site is about by its name. So, I mean, if your name is, or if you're lucky enough to have a name like Pam or Paul, I would call it Paul's Palmistry or Pam's Palmistry, right?
Yeah.
So, and then that in effect, now you're getting branding. Right? So you are becoming the expert. You are, you know, they're going to remember Pam and Paul, which is really important because what I do mostly is relationship marketing. I'm all about building a relationship with your visitors and the subscribers to your list and creating, you know, trust and credibility, and people buy from people they like and trust, right? So using your name is really good. Make up a name. You know, if you may not want to have your name splattered all over the internet, so have a pen name like many authors do with their books.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something there, relationship marketing. What is relationship marketing? How do you go about that?
It's just all about, you know, when people land on the homepage of your site, do they, you know, is it like walking into somebody's home? Is it comfortable? Can you, you know, is it easy to look around? Is the objective of the site clear? Is there a picture of the person who runs the website on the homepage, or is there an About Us page that tells you more about the person who's running it? Because people will look, surprisingly enough. You know, a lot of internet marketers seem to think that, you know, it's not that's not necessary. Well, I've found that it's you know, my About Us page is visited often, and people are looking to find out why I should be recommending, you know, anything to them, and so I tell them why. You know, like this is my experience. I've been at this for, you know, over 9 years. You know, I've written a book. I write the Affiliates Corner column for Revenue Magazine. Blah 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 blah. Right. I speak at seminars, it's good to, you know, it's good to share that. Now, if you don't have a whole lot of expertise in an area, that doesn't matter. I didn't either when I started, and so I, you know, I wrote something that was kind of fun and cute on my dating service site. That, you know, like basically said, you know, I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, blah blah blah, and this is how I got involved in promoting dating services. And just tell the story, right? And so that way you connect with your readers, and that's all about building relationships.
And what about the branding aspect? You also mentioned that. Is that important for, you know, a small business to brand themselves as well?
Oh, I think it's key. I really think it's key. Like, I want people to know my name. I want people to type my name into Google and find my various sites and buy from my site. That's what it's all about, you know? Absolutely. So, yeah, I think branding is absolutely key. And it doesn't have to be your name. It can just be, you know, whatever. You can have a what's the word that I'm looking for? I was going to say icon, but, you know, Blue Dog Deals, mm-hmm. right? And so maybe every one of your sites or just your your blue dog is your mascot, right? And so people will think Blue Dog when they're looking for deals because, you know, this is a site that they've been to before and they thought it was really great, and so they remember Blue Dog, right?
So are you branding a specific site? For example, your Super Affiliate Handbook. Obviously, that's a very Rosalind Gardner website. Do you also use that same Rosalind Gardner brand in your dating website?
If you go to my dating website, I'll give the URL. Here's an example of a really lousy domain name. Now, granted, this was the first one I ever registered, and it took off, so I saw no point in changing it.
Sure.
But this is not an example of what a good domain is all domain name is all about. It's called Sage Hearts, SAGE with the hyphen. HEARTS.com, Sage Hearts.
Okay.
Anyway, if you go there, my picture is right on the front page, and it says, you know, I am Rosalind Gardner, or my name is Rosalind Gardner, and I've been reviewing hundreds of sites, you know, I've reviewed hundreds of sites since 1998, and basically, you know, like, I've done the hard work, and now it's easy for you to find a site that, you know, is going to help you find somebody online faster and easier than all of those other review sites.
So you've actually written it as a review of the sites you're promoting, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, how is that? Is that one of the methods that you use within your affiliate marketing, is do reviews?
Oh, yeah, like that honest, relatively unbiased product reviews, I think, is the best way to connect with an audience. And the other thing is articles. If you've got, you know, you're doing your palmistry website, then you're going to be wanting to fill your website or your blog. We'll talk about blogging later, no doubt.
Yep.
You want to be providing your users and your visitors with good information about the subject that they've come to your site for. People are online looking for information. They're not necessarily looking to buy products. And if you can, you know, like give them some, you know, interesting facts about palmistry that they didn't know before, and then at the end of an article, perhaps review, you know, like send them over to an endorsement for a product which you think is particularly good, they're more likely to buy because you've given them something, and that's the idea always, is that, you know, you give to get, right?
So you do a review then, for example. Do you review one single product, or do you do several products at the same time?
It all depends. You know, like, there's so many different models. There's some affiliates who do who have comparison websites. That's what they do, and they do side by side comparisons of three different products, and they'll give them, you know, ratings 1, 2, and 3. I think that this is the best book related to X. On the internet, followed by this one. And what's cool about that is that, you know, there's paying links to each one of those books, and the books may be in, you know, varying in price or, you know, amount of content or something like that. So, and if you say that, you know, like this book is $47 and 267 pages. This book is 67 pages and $247. You know, and then you explain why you think each one of them is good. And here's a really big clue, is don't make the endorsement perfect. I mean, any product, no product is perfect. So you want to also mention what you didn't like about it, right? And that's where you start really connecting with your audience, because they go, oh, okay, this person is being honest with me. And, you know, I don't know, but I think honesty really is the best policy. It works so well for me. And so now there's three paying links, and you may get, somebody may buy that 66-page, $247 book because they don't want to spend a lot of time reading and they have the money, and you may get paid, you know, like 50% of that. Or somebody doesn't have as much money and they're willing to take the long course. They want all of the information related to a particular subject, and you may get paid $22 for the, $23.50 for half of 47. But the opportunities to sell are in each one of those, each one of those reviews.